A couple of these stories this week, I thought it was very interesting.
And this one comes from an AA website. Water is everywhere and in all living things. We cannot separate from water. No matter, no life, period. Water comes in many forms. Liquid, vapor, ice, snow, fog, rain, hail. But no matter what its form is, it's still water. Human beings give this stuff many names in many languages. In all its forms, it's crazy to argue over what the true name is. Call it what you will, there is no difference to the water. It is what it is. Human beings drink water from many containers, cups, glasses, jugs, skins, from their own hands, whatever. To argue about what container is proper for water is crazy. The container does not change the water. Some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it ice, some like it fizzy, some like it with stuff mixed in it, like alcohol, coffee, whatever. No matter what, it does not change the matter of water. Never mind the name of the cup or the mix, those are not important. What we have in common is thirst. Thirst is for the water of life. As is it with water, so it is with God. And with that, we'll turn to our next speaker, Mike.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm a compulsive overeater and food addict.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike.
I still don't know what I'm going to say, so I've been thinking about it for about the past 2 hours, you know, but it'll come out. I don't know exactly how it's going to come out, but let me start from the beginning, I guess. I was born in 1960. I was adopted in 1961. My father was an alcoholic. Actually, my first 12-step meeting was in this room. I came to an Al-Anon meeting about 1991. I got a lot out of Al-Anon, but I never really got the steps. You know, I never really got what the big book brings. That really happened about a year ago. I have 9 months worth of abstinence as of Wednesday. Wednesday will be 9 months. But a year ago, I was really miserable. I was in a relapse. I've been in the rooms for about 2.5 years now, a little over that. And I was in the middle of a relapse, and I was, you know, I was in the food big time. And a friend of mine, who I was coming to meeting, I stopped going to meetings, and a friend of mine gave me a call and just said, "Hey, how you doing? Haven't seen you in a little while. Hope you're doing okay." And that really got me on the road to recovery. I know it sounds a little funny, but somebody just made a phone call. And I started to call into phone meetings. You know, I started to once a week, once every 2 weeks. I would go into a phone meeting. And I started to hear something for the very first time. And I know this might sound funny to you, but it's called How It Works. And what the line that really jumped up at me, the first line that I heard out of that, was half measures availed us nothing. Because I'm the king of half measures. I mean, I did everything in my life halfway. And I worked the Al-Anon program halfway. I got my college education was halfway. Every job I ever did, I did a half-assed job with it. And, you know, I finally got this half measures would avail us nothing. And then I started to actually pay attention to what it said and how it works. You know, and the first line of it is, "Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path." Well, I didn't thoroughly do anything, you know. Certainly didn't thoroughly follow the 12 steps, you know. And I just started to pray. I realized that I was totally miserable. I was totally desperate. And I've been where every person in this room has been there before. You know, I was just in such a situation I didn't know where to turn. And I didn't know what to do. and I knew I wasn't the solution. And I started to pray, and I just said, God, please, please, help me be willing to change. Just help me be willing to change. And I kept on saying that for about a month, and then I started going to meetings again, actually physically showing up at meetings. You know, not going into phone meetings. I got to the point where I was going to a phone meeting every day. But it was about New Year's of this year, this past New Year's Eve. I said to myself, all right, I'm going to go to 90 meetings in 90 days. I'm physically going to go to the rooms. And because I'm not working, I'm not making any money. I'm in a miserable state of mind. I'm just going to go to a meeting a day. And I'm going to go, that's what's directing me. Well, I'm going for a couple of days, and I decide, well, if I'm not going to do this half-assed, what I really should do is get a sponsor. You know, that would be a good idea. So I asked one fellow to be my sponsor. And he actually said he didn't have time for me, that he would become my food sponsor. So I email him my food every day. And I email him the three things that I'm grateful for. Okay? I email him, whatever three things that I happen to think are important. I don't know why three is important, but it seems to be an important number. About two, 3 days pass, and I ask, and a friend of mine comes up to me and says, "Hey, listen, I know a great person to be. He's a male. You know, he'd be a perfect sponsor for you. He's got a really strong program." And that's when I connected to my step sponsor. So I actually have two sponsors, and I've been working the steps the Big Book way. And I got to tell you, it really works. You know. I was just on the phone with the sponsee today, and I retouched on a basis, with something, how much of an addict I am, how much, I really saw how powerless I was over the disease. I really saw how difficult it is on me to give up the sugar. I really saw that, that I can't do this program alone. And that's the gift of the program. You know, so now I'm working the steps the Big Book way, and I'm right back where I started from. I'm praying for the willingness to change. Because right now, I'm in step number, I'm on two steps, really. I'm on step six, which is, become entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character. And I'm on step eight. I actually got to step eight. I wrote a list, but I'm not willing to make amends to anything right at the moment. You know, I'm not willing to do that. So I'm right back at willingness. And I'm praying every day that God helps me be willing to change. God, please help me be willing to change. You know, to me, that's the most powerful prayer I know. You know, when I finally said that with humility, I finally got God. And I wrote down here, when I wrote this, I thought this was great. When it asks your old opinion of God, I was raised in a very old-fashioned way, in a very old-fashioned religious way, and when it asked what my old idea of God was, I wrote down, "He is a home auditor. He's the one that will punish me when I do something wrong." You know, and I don't, and that's such a, you know, that's not what served me. You know, I literally went to church in college, just hoping that I would have a good week. Because if I didn't go to church on Sunday morning, I was going to get punished that week somehow. I would fail a test, or I would be in a car accident, or who else? What else would happen? Or the pretty girl would smile at me. Whatever it happened to be. And now I'm starting to see God as a teacher, you know? Or at least that's what I'm choosing it, God to be right now. Because for me, right now, God is a choice, you know? I'm connected to God, and I get to choose what that God is. You know, that's the wonderful part of this program, of the 12-step programs. I get to say what I want God to be. You know, and it doesn't have to be the strict background that I got. And it can be. I mean, I don't, you know, if it works for you, God bless you. You know, but what works for me is just, I don't know what God is. You know, all I know is I can connect to God, and I can touch, and I can make requests of God, and God will give it to me. God will meet my requests if I say it with enough humility. The one for $1 million hasn't worked yet. So, you know, but when I ask, He gives me what I need. He gives me, you know, please show me please guide me to this. Please help me with my finance. Please help me, help me through the day. Please help me stay abstinent today. That one always works. And it's not, you know, my relationship with God has gotten a lot stronger. I don't see Him as somebody that's out to get me. Somebody that's hiding behind the piano. If I say something wrong, He's going to jump out and hit me with lightning. You know, it's every step of the way I go through it, and I've become a huge fan of the Big Book. You know, when Reva was talking earlier, she was saying how that was her Bible, and that's almost the way I was look at it these days. You know, it lays out the directions on how to live my life in a powerful manner, and how to powerfully connect to God. And, you know, that's really what's important. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm here to make a difference on the planet. I'm here to connect with other people. I'm here to touch other human beings. I can't figure out anything else. And, you know, that's enough of a purpose for me today. You know, I don't have to have everything. I don't have to have the fancy sports car or whatever else you might think it would be. It helps when the Giants win. I like that. But, my life these days is just, the more connected I am to God, the better I feel. The more I just simply step, put one foot in front of the other, you know, and take a step that's in God, a good, orderly direction, the better off I feel about my life, and the more things just work out. The more I get out of the way, and all the 12 steps give me a guide to clearing out the obstacles between me and God. That's all that the 12 steps do for me. You know, they create a spiritual awakening. You know, and my relationship with God is paramount, and you know, I am so happy that I don't see Him as someone that punishes me anymore. I see Him as someone who will guide me and show me the way. Anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing.